Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's talk proms here for a second. I think there is a deeper problem than just the proms, because new stats are showing now that if you're in high school and you want to get in on this, 404-741-Q100, stats are showing that if you're in high school, like your age is 13 to 17 or whatever, that if you get a invitation to go to prom via text, you probably say yes. Wouldn't bother you at all. And they're even giving you suggestions, 8 tips for asking a date to prom over text.
Oh, come on. I can't disagree.
All right, let's go through these one at a time real quick, and then we'll talk about the bigger problem here, because I think Wendy, as somebody that's younger than us, may have a totally different take on it. Be sure to personalize your text when you ask.
Come on.
Wow.
You don't want to seem
big
like
advice,
you're,
you know, common sense won't tell you to do that. Okay.
But you don't want it to look like it's a mass text.
That's right.
It could have been sent to 3 or 4 people.
Which, if I was in high school, would seem like a brilliant idea. However, I'm not, so it's not right. Like, if you
if 3 of them say yes?
Well, then you got
then
another.
You're screwed.
Well, then it's not really a problem because you never have to see them face to face. You can always text them back. Say
sorry, you responded too slow. It becomes like a radio contest. No, I'm sorry. We already gave away the $1,000. But try again at 8:15. Try again in my senior year.
Remember, this is the prom we're talking about here.
Okay.
This is like one of the biggest nights of your life up until this point here. Skip the text shortcuts. Type out full spell checked words for this one is the advice.
Are you kidding me?
Totally serious.
So instead of it would be GR, the number 8. If you went to prom with me, you should really spell it out.
Spell it out, because this is a very important event, okay? If you are texting to be asked to the prom, ask a witty friend to help you wordsmith it. So not only are they saying that texting is a proper way to go, that's not easy enough, they say get a friend now to help you with the wording on it so you don't mess it up.
It's like a letter. You want it to be just right.
Says
in 160 characters.
Right.
Absolutely.
Can you scroll over? Is this anything, Bert, about scrolling over texting? Because I feel the same way about that as tweeting. If you can't fit it in one text message and it has to say, hey, Wendy, I was wondering if you would like to go to senior prom with me. I have a limo and I have already rented my tuxedo and I'm also going with Superman and... Jen, do you want to go with me? That right there is a no.
Well, if you have an iPhone, you can send as long of a text message as you want. Like, there's no stopping and starting.
Not if you're sending it to somebody who doesn't have an iPhone.
Well, that's what I'm saying, so get an iPhone.
So the world should go on iPhone. Okay. It says, get creative with your cell phone camera. I know a lot of you high school students have done that, and it's gotten you in trouble. And also, if you're asked out over text, be sure to respond within a few hours. Okay, so that is the standard now. Which, if you're going to accept or you're going to ask for prom over text, that's your standard. Check out these stats. So 40% of teens between 13 and 17 say they'd consider asking their date to prom via text, and 64% say they'd accept the invitation by text.
Because it's just so normal. It's just regular language now. Mm-hmm. It's sort of just the mode of communication. And I don't think that it carries the same weight that we put on it, the same meaning that we put on it, that it does for teenagers, because they've always had it. They've always come up with it. I mean, think about it. I didn't have a cell phone until I was in college. And, I mean, they've had cell phones since they were 10 or 9 or even younger than that. Like, their parents are giving them cell phones. So this texting mode of communication doesn't have a diminished value. Like, we put a diminished value on it, even though I still believe that it's not the right way to go and it's not proper and it's not, you know, it's not being a gentleman to ask your date to prom via text message. It doesn't have that same meaning if you're younger as it does to us. So, I mean, yes, I get it why they're doing it, but I still disagree with it.
Okay, I agree with what you're saying about the age thing and how I agree with that. But here's where I disagree is that you're starting to set the bar so low. For dudes, that when they get older, you won't be able to reverse it.
Exactly. That's where I come from, is that you cannot complain as an adult woman about how guys aren't romantic enough. They're not being a gentleman, because Jen used the word gentleman. They're not being a gentleman. They don't do this. They do, because you know what? Your wedding proposal is going to end up being an untext message. I mean, seriously, you can't all of a sudden think.
At Melissa Carter, will you marry at Jeff Dollar?
Save that. But you can't expect.
I had a guy ask me out on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
That
would you ever even consider
that?
It?
I mean, we talked back and forth. We never did go out, but
it was direct. Via direct message.
Yeah.
But if you're cool with that, that's fine.
It's on Twitter.
But okay. I think a lot of time. I mean, like, as Wendy, you said that you don't disagree with this. I just know that there's a lot of times you're like, you know, guys are jerks and guys are this and guys don't step up and they're not like old fashioned gentleman kind of guys. And it's like old fashioned gentleman kind of guys aren't going to ask you to prom in a text message.
I don't think they would ever do it to ask you to marry them, though. Even if they asked you to,
why would it change? Why would it change in 10 years?
No one's ever done that before.
You years ago, you'd have said nobody would ever ask. Yeah, you would have never asked to go to prom via text.
But that's okay. I mean, those are teenagers. You're not getting asked to prom when you're an adult.
But that's when you're supposed to start to learn how to man up. Is when you're a teenager.
And I think too that like they don't have the excuse, especially if they want to ask a girl who goes to their school, because you know you're going to see her. You're either going to see her before school, after school, in the cafeteria. Like at some point during the day, you have a class with her or something. There's a chance to have that face-to-face meeting. If you go to a separate school and maybe there's not enough time to see her in person, calling on the phone and actually having a real conversation, I think, would be second best. You know, but you don't really have the excuse about texting if you're going to see her at school.
But you just said that when they get older, all of a sudden they're going to...
Yeah, because it's just high school.
How is that gonna, all of a sudden are they going to learn?
I think it just comes with age.
Here's Eastico. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I wanted to say that sometimes it gives kids sort of a chance, because not all these kids have high school is supposed to be the best time of for the most part of these kids' lives.
Right.
And when you have like a nerd that doesn't really have any girlfriends, maybe not even that many friends. He gets the opportunity of texting instead of going in person. It sort of brings these kids out to shine, so to speak, and it lets them get a chance at some of the bigger goals, let's say, for them that they want to have by the end of their high school career.
Eastico, I think that's a great, great point. But here's my point to that, is that at some point, those quote-unquote nerds that you're talking about are going to have to learn to...
Take rejection face-to-face.
Yeah.
They're going to have to learn to be brave enough to go up to a girl and ask her out. And there's no better time than to learn that lesson than right now. So you're just putting off what you're going to have to do in a couple of years.
I would have preferred to text back in high school if we had phones back in...
cell
phones are popular back in high school. But now, I mean, I can go out and... ask somebody out, whereas in high school, I would have been too shy or timid. So that would have been a perfect way for me to do it in high school.
Setting the bar too low.
But now I'm not going to sit here and text somebody to go out with me. I can go to a bar and ask somebody.
Wendy, we all know that no matter how somebody asks you out, you're saying yes right now. The window washer could write in the dirt on the window.
It's true.
And get your name wrong.
Oh, very true.
Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi, Julie.
I'm just saying that in today's society, like in my school, if you don't accept a text message, you know, prom offer, you're not going to go to prom.
But Julie, what if you get that offer and you text back, why don't you call me? Or why don't you see me when we both get to school tomorrow?
Well, here's the thing. Boys are just going to move on to the next one. They're just going to be like, oh, okay, well, this one's just a little too hard to get, so I'm going on to the next one, because there are girls that will say yes in a second and show all their friends like my friends do and think it's the most romantic thing in the world.
Melissa, do you want to address that?
Because I think you go first.
I think you raised a great point.
You go first.
See, and here's where it all starts right here,
you go
Julie.
First.
See, here's what I'm hearing you say. Is like you're already acting from a place of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
if I don't take this one, then no one else is going to come along. And dudes sense that. And I see girls turning into women with the same attitude when they're older.
Yeah, I agree. Like, this year, I got a couple of actually text message offers, which is funny how you brought that up today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said no because, you know, I'm... sadly, one of those romantic girls that would like to have a pizza written with prom and a question mark delivered to my door and pepperonis rather than a text message.
Awesome.
That's cute.
But,
that's not sad.
I didn't go to prom this year, so.
So you're saying you raised the bar and yeah. you sat home.
Mm-hmm. I did.
That sucks. You didn't get your pizza.
I know, right?
Just way more concerned about the pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I still think, I mean, I think internally, this is all like adult stuff, but you set the bar high and all, and
well,
your
talk
expectation
to the
is
talk
high
to the
for
guys.
I like that.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think that, again, you know, and I always talk about, yeah, the thing that always makes me uncomfortable sometimes in conversations that all the burden is on the women to make the men do a certain thing. And I understand that women are a huge motivation for men, but it's like, I want to hear you talk to the guys and say, guys, what are you doing?
Man up. You're going to have to, I think, we all like to stay away from uncomfortable situations. Mm-hmm. It's way easier to flee than it is to fight. Mm-hmm. But at some point, and I know I sound like an old dude talking about this stuff, but at some point you have got to get the skill set, the tools to be able to walk up to somebody mm-hmm. and tell them what you want. And not be intimidated. And the longer you put that off, the harder it's going to get.
And dudes, listen. I mean, your competition, you have none. If all guys are texting
yeah.
and all guys aren't putting up the effort, if you're the guy that puts up the effort, you are guaranteed to get reaction. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because
true.
No other guy's doing it.
Oh, my God. Can you believe Bert asked me out in person? Like, I had to reject him right to his face.
And Jeff will tell
so
you this.
So embarrassing.
Jeff will tell you this. The more you get rejected, I mean, because he's been rejected time again and again.
Even
and
when
again
you get married, you get rejected.
Again again. Yeah. It gets easier. Hey, Teresa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, okay. So I completely agree with you guys. This is ridiculous. I got asked out over text messages, and I completely turned them down. I think it's ridiculous that they don't have the guts to come up to your face. Like, nowadays, girls are accepting it, and they're, like, freaking out. Oh, my gosh, they asked me over to go to prom over a text. I'm like, that's one of the best times in your life. Why would you want to be asked out over a text message? And like you said, how they're not going to have the guts to do it in the future. You know, you have to grow up and be able to do it when you get older. Are you seriously going to be freaked out every time to go ask a girl to prom? I think it's ridiculous.
Amen.
So,
good for you.
I don't think it's romantic at all.
Amen, girl. Amen.
And I do think that, yeah, I would love to talk to somebody who got proposed to via text because that's what's coming. It's not going to change just because the guy because graduation does not all of a sudden make a man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. He's not going to step up all of a sudden because he graduates.
I love the fact that we're talking about the romanticism of a night where right. people more often than not end up with their pants off in the back of a rented limo. I'm sorry.
Jeff.
End up with their rented pants off in the back of a rented limo.
Jeff.
What?
It's before 8:30, dude.
Well, I'm saying...
Anybody listening right now is yeah. way ahead of that conversation. Oh,
yeah. I know, but their parents are also listening too. Come on.
I got this email yesterday before we even started talking about this, and it says, this is from Julie. Heard the news story about boys asking a girl to prom via text and had to tell you about my son. He's 15, and he has never asked a girl out. He worked up his courage, and he asked a girl to prom this year in person. She had said yes, and then 2 weeks later, she texted him and told him her parents wouldn't let her go with him, even as a friend. So he got dumped via text.
So that's stupid, too.
You can't do that.
She's at fault for that. That's not cool at all.
She's got to talk to him in person.
Yes. Those are personal, personal conversations,
yeah.
man. You got to do it face-to-face,
don't be wimp.
Wendy, raise the bar, girl.
Texting is a form of wimpiness.
And no group dates, either.
I would never do a group date.
Take what you can get, Wendy. Just get out there and date.
I know. Someone just send me a text and ask me out. I'll take it.
Somebody ask her to prom via text, please.
I'll say yes.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.